past year, CJSF has significantly strengthened its local and community reporting to put more stories and neighborhood news on the air. As local news continues to be under threat, your support is more important than ever. Help us rise higher and reach further with a donation to CJSF's 2025 Fund Drive at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
here are the whiskeys that we're going to be sipping today. We have the Angel's Envy Triple Oak,
woo-hoo,
Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Angel's Envy Cast Strength Bourbon 2024 release. Yeah, it took us this long to get to it because we got such a backlog, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's almost 2026,
yeah,
man.
The Old Forester 117 Series 1910 Extra Extra Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. The Booker's 2024-4 Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Jimmy's Batch. The Little Book Infinite Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And Booker's The Reserve Straight Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey. Boy, it sucks to be us.
I know, right?
Yeah, this is
not
a good
day. We do this for you guys. It's a lot of people couldn't do what we're doing. We take the time to taste and rate them.
We put the S in sacrifice.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time. Welcome to this Sip Us Up episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, that's debatable. You know, hockey season is back on and they're doing replays of the hockey games.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If there was a good hockey game on, then no. But if there's not, then yes.
Oh, there was.
You should subscribe to like a streaming service. The streaming services are kicking our butts. I'm watching Alien Earth. I got Wednesday going, Severance. It's crazy, man. There's too much good TV now these days.
We know what you're streaming, or any of those movies.
I stream these with the family.
Yeah.
My private time is my private time, yeah. Bob.
I'd rather watch Baywatch, yeah. But I'll listen to
this. They're rebooting that. Did you know?
Yeah, of course.
But is the Hoff going to be in it?
No Hoff, no Pamela Anderson.
Oh, no, forget
it's just
it. No,
not even
you can't do it without the Hoff.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a tough wank without the Hoff for you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not, I'm not working out with the Hoff, man. All right, well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Thanks for having me.
And Made Man Maury.
I am very excited to be here today, Bob.
I can see it. Would you put your pants back on, please? Thank
of
you.
Course.
Good old boy, Justin.
Pleasure to be here.
And good old boy, Harm.
I'm wearing pants today.
It's a first.
No. I'm the one who does not wear, always wear pants. It's Brent here with the
but
shorts.
But you're usually
on.
Wearing them on your head.
Yeah, well.
You know, running around the house.
Tomato,
look,
tomato.
Look, I'm a rabbit.
It's called a turban.
Yeah, okay.
Be culturally sensitive.
Cultural appropriation.
You know, I thought there was something strange about the shape of that turban.
Yeah.
Now that makes a lot of sense. There's a crotch.
There's a zipper. Yeah.
And a zipper.
Well, our SIP segments are about the things you can sip, like wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and all that sort of stuff. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be sipping today. We have the Angel's Envy Triple Cask, or Triple Oak,
woo-hoo,
Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Angel's Envy Cask Strength Bourbon 2024 release. Yeah, it took us this long to get to it because we got such a backlog, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's almost 2026, yeah, man.
The Old Forester 117 Series 1910 Extra Extra Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. The Booker's 2024-4 Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Jimmy's Batch. The Little Book Infinite Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And Booker's The Reserve Straight Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey. Boy, it sucks to be us.
I know, right?
Yeah, this is not a good day.
We do this for you guys. It's a lot of people couldn't do what we're doing. We take the time to taste and rate them.
We put the S in sacrifice.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that works for me. Well, we're going to have Justin. We do our sips ratings from 1 to 5. We're going to have Justin pick one and tell us about it.
Hear me now and believe me later. 4 sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
All right, so let's move on to our first whiskey of the day, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
I forgot.
Yeah, thanks for joining the party. He's sitting there staring off into space, and I'm like, I'm just stretching. And he's still
there might be alcohol involved.
Yeah. So our first whiskey of the day is the Angel's Envy Triple Oak Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 46% ABV, or 92 proof for the mathematically challenged. Angel's Envy Triple Oak Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey is created by finishing Angel's Envy in traditional bourbon in 3 different types of oak casks. The whiskey was finished in the second fill Hungarian oak barrels and then for 6 months in first fill Chinkapin barrels for at least 6 months. The first fill French oak barrels for at least 2 months. Oh, and then first fill. This profile will change over time and maintain a uniform, but to maintain a uniform profile. How does that work? This will change over time to maintain a uniform profile?
Don't ask me. That's
somebody's marketing speech got mixed up.
Yeah.
Man, all right. Enough with the marketing speech. Color, it's got some. The nose. I'm stealing completely from Brent. Brent, it's honeysuckle. There's some fruit there, and I got really nice walnut, like candied walnut, on the palate. Mm. It was surprisingly light on the entry, sweet and pleasant with good oak, but it's not like overpowering. This is so well balanced. The fruit's coming back. It's got a really caramel, vanilla, sweet thing going on, and it's candy, and it's got a medium finish. I really liked this. Very pleasant.
Harm, as much as I hate to admit it, I think you might have nailed it with this one. I might refrain from candy in the true sense of the word. It's not overly sweet. It's not cloying. Candy implies cloying, but other than that, I think you nailed it spot on. I think it's really got a lot of balance. I was expecting a lot of heavy wood and oak influence, and it's actually been done with restraint. It's not over oaked.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's. I did go too far on the candy, I guess, but it's sweet, and I wasn't expecting it because it says triple oak.
I think that sweetness comes from like a little bit of that brown sugar note. I think you get to it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Brent. You nailed it.
But it's port cask finished or originally, right? The original Angel's Envy is port cask. And then they do the triple oak finishing. So he's still got that same, DNA from the originals.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was very pleasant. It was very light. I'm thinking triple oak. I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's a punch to the gut.
Yeah, monster.
You're right. And it's not like that. So the nose was very light, a little bit floral, the apricot, honeysuckle. Then on the palate, that's when things started to kick in. I got, that's what was more like it expected. Tobacco, the pepper, the cloves.
I didn't get tobacco, pepper, or cloves.
I agree. I'm with you, Harm. I didn't really find that to be the case here.
And then the finish was a nice long finish. It was a little brown sugar, some pepper, molasses. I thought the nose, the palate, and the finish were all different. All different for me. They were a little bit. Each one of them was different. Made this very complex for me.
You can talk me into the pepper, but I'm stretching for the clove. I'm not getting the clove. Justin, did you get any clove? What you get?
No, I got Stroopwafel cookies on the nose.
Okay, those are nice
and
it's like sweet.
Complex wood profile, salt, vanilla.
the palate was sweet and woody, and so was the finish for me.
All right. Nobody got clove, man. Brad, Bob, what'd you say? You get the clove?
I can see where he's going with clove. It's, to me, it's not completely clove, but
there's there's some baking spice,
yeah,
but it's not quite clove for me.
Yeah. And I get the walnuts on there.
I agree.
Hard time. I get the almost like the walnut skins, but there's a little bit of apricot in the nose.
And then Brent said that earlier, yeah, and that's the fruit. I just couldn't get it.
There's apricot in there. There's a little bit of honey. The oak was well done. The baking spice is there. You know, the oak is there, but it's not overpowering. And the finish, I'd say, you know.
Anybody try watering it?
Medium.
Yeah, I did. It Man? Wasn't its friend.
Wasn't this? I'm going to try some. What the hell? It did nothing for the nose at all. Didn't kill the palate. I got more walnut.
Kill it, but it didn't help it.
Yeah, overall, I think, you know, a good effort. And I figured out that...
and damn it, the water brought out some tobacco nose for me.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, Brent. The tobacco note came out with the water for me. But he got it without it. Yeah.
So the profile will change over time to maintain uniform. They're talking about the profile of the barrels and the aging.
To so maintain like X a months uniform.
Of this, X months of that, X months of that. So that
flavor
will change.
Profile.
So it always tastes the same.
Okay.
Now I get it. Yay.
Yeah, I got that.
We figured it out. Okay.
I didn't want to have to take the time to...
English is
explain
English
it.
Is not his friend. So.
Look, they say the profile will change to maintain a uniform profile.
Yeah.
The
barrel profile
will change to maintain a uniform flavor profile.
To maintain a flavor profile.
He's so got this it. Is missing words.
He's got it.
You guys infer a lot.
Yeah, words are important sometimes.
I don't like these marketing people.
Well, we're going to give the Angel's Envy Triple Oak Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
I think one of their better efforts recently, so we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished talking about the Angel's Envy Triple Oak Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. 4 sips for that one. Good effort. Absolutely good effort. So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. The next one is the Angel's Envy Cask Strength Bourbon. It's a 2024 release. This is 59.4% ABV or 118.8 proof. So this is the 13th annual release of the Angel's Envy Cask Strength Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's traditionally made with Angel's Envy Kentucky Straight Bourbon, finished in ruby port casks. This release also includes a portion finished in tawny port wine casks. So, color, I got that. It's like an 80s copper penny. The on the nose, I got some dark fruits, a little pepper, vanilla. On the palate, a dark cherry. This is a flat cola. I got like a pepper, vanilla, little toasted oak. It's got a really nice, like, velvet finish right there on your palate, on your tongue and stuff. And then the finish on this just doesn't stop. I mean, it just goes and goes and goes. And that's what I love about this one here. This finish is, this is a little bit better than some of the ones we've had recently, but
it got better in the glass.
You're 100% right. You took the words out of my mouth, Harm. It was okay when we poured it, but it's gotten dramatically better.
I just came back to the nose while you were talking about it. I just was blown away. So good. Just letting it sit. Kids, let your whiskey sit for some time. Let it breathe. Let it get its legs under it. And you know, if you got the Glencairn glass, it needs to get some oxygen. Give it a swirl. And oh my God.
It breathed its whole life until it got locked in that bottle.
Yeah.
You know, once it gets out of the bottle, give it a little time. Mm.
The nose is so good. So, I'm sorry. You were saying, Brent.
No, it's great. Yeah. It's great. I mean, this is one of my favorite ones over the last few years.
Yeah.
It's a perennial favorite. I mean, we've really come to, all of us, I think, enjoy this one and look forward to it almost every year. But I would say in the last couple of years, it's perhaps not been as exciting as it's been in the way past. But this really brings back some excitement to it. And I really like this. I think this is a step back in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. This is a great whiskey. And I can't believe I got so much of it. They sent me so many cases of this year.
You're kidding.
I tons of it. People are not taking their allocations. The economy's been slowing down, and I'm sitting on 2024, and the 2025 is almost about to come out. I'll be opening a couple of these at home now. Mm. This is so good. I didn't try it.
I guess you'll be sharing with the crew here.
Yeah, sure. I'll bring some back. We'll get bigger samples this time.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, what do you think about this?
In past years, though, it was hard to get. I mean, in past years, it's been
very hard to get.
This is a unique situation. This is, I would classify as somewhat of a unicorn. It used to be easy to get if you were willing to spend the money. The last 4 or 5 years, it's been very difficult.
Well, they're still asking a lot retail.
This is the 13th year. So, I mean, they've had a long time to build up that stock, you know, that stockpile and
what's
build
the MSRP on it, Harm?
Should be 200 something, 220 maybe.
That's where it's been from. Yeah. Almost initial release.
Yeah. So air definitely helps.
They have the special cast releases are 300 almost.
Are they?
Yeah.
The nose is woody and tingly. Definitely like a good hit of port on it, but it was pretty well balanced. Water brought out some intensity on the palate and it muted the nose, and the finish was spicy and heat. Pretty good for an Angel's Envy cast strength release. We've been lucky enough to do many, many of these over the last over 10 years.
Yeah, so, I didn't put any water in.
Thanks for sending it, guys.
Yeah, we've done most of them. Not all, but most. So, and every year is different, but you know, every year's been good. Some are just better than others. I think this one is lovely. I think the tawny port cast, I think, was a good play.
I think the water brought more of the tawny port notes out.
I would agree, Harm.
I didn't do the water until Justin just said it.
It didn't really need a lot of water.
It doesn't need it, but you bring out more flavor.
There you go.
And Bob is frantically gesturing for the water pitcher. It's an Nalgene flask, right? What is that? What do they call those?
Wash bottle.
The wash bottle.
Laboratory wash bottle.
Yeah.
And I just thought he was going to give us a booby honk.
Yeah.
But he wanted water.
Mm. He wasn't making the honk honk sound.
Hmm.
True.
Yeah, the tawny port comes out more with the water.
Yeah, the darker fruit, the leather coming out.
Yeah.
The more nuttiness.
Definitely some fine candy nuts. Leather on this one.
I wasn't getting that. It was what Brent said with the black fruit and the cola notes. That's what I was getting without the water. Adding the water brought out those tawny port notes.
Yeah. Before the water, it was toffee and spicy and a lot of white pepper and...
Red fruit.
And a cola slash kind of Dr. Peppery note. But with the water, the tawny port really kind of comes forward, so...
Yeah, and it'll take it. I mean, it's 118.8 proof.
Yeah.
You don't be shy with the water, but don't be like...
Don't
go crazy either.
But, yeah, this is lovely. This is one of the better ones I've... remember us having, so I can't remember.
It's almost as good as my fine spirits private barrel.
We had this at KBF a few weeks ago, but we had the little Glencairns, and I think, you know, use a full-size Glencairn.
I don't like those little Glencairns. They're cute. They make for nice pictures, but you don't get enough from those glasses.
When you're at something like the KBF, it's a little more useful to have something small like that.
But you're going to have 60 pours a day, so you really don't want 60 full-size pours. Keeps people from getting
silly. Plus, I think because they're smaller, they're a little more compact. I don't think anything
keeps people from getting silly at KBF.
You know, there's a little bit of silliness, but...
I never have, so I've got that going for me.
I still remember the time I left him on the corner and came back, and they'd sent a waiter out to like keep an eye on him so he wouldn't wander into traffic. So, yeah, that was a fun trip. We had a ball that trip.
How's the word?
Yeah. How's that cutting board doing?
Cutting board is great.
Did you steal a cutting board?
No.
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 No, I did not.
No.
He pleads
no,
I did the not. Fifth?
Yeah.
No. I did not.
He's not admitting to any sort of crime,
sir. It was a gift.
Yeah. And so we're going to give the Angels Envy cast strength 2024 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to bring us up to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So now we're going to talk about the Old Forester 117 Series 1910 Extra Extra Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, which is 46.5% alcohol by volume or 93 proof. The 1910 Extra Extra Old debuted as part of the 117 Series from Old Forester in spring of 2021, and it's been a continuing annual release. To create this unique expression, Old Forester aged its standard 1910 fine old whiskey in a heavily charred secondary barrel for an additional 24 months. This is a 2025 release. They included some notes which were dead on. They had this toffee pudding and toasted hazelnuts, and it was silky. On the palate, I got almond paste, cinnamon, and... can't read my other notes, but I really like the balance of this thing, and the finish tasted like those malted balls you get at the movie theater, and I enjoyed it a lot. Whoppers. What did you think, Maury?
Whoppers.
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 Thank you.
Well, I'm going to be a little bit contrary. I would agree with a lot of what you said. For me, when this whiskey, particularly when it came right out of the bottle, I thought it was closed. I thought it was tight. I thought it was much too much wood, and it was out of balance. However,
we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Maury was waxing poetic.
Thank you, Bob. Anyway, I thought it, with water and air more than anything, air and time in the glass, it definitely balanced out a little bit. And I got some of those almondy notes that Justin talks about, and a little bit of a velvety mouthfeel. The finish definitely had a little hint of milk chocolate and cinnamon on it. I think you will be rewarded with patience with this whiskey. As I said, I was not happy with it when I first poured it in the glass. It's improved dramatically since that time. Not my favorite whiskey of the day, but very well made, very interesting, and like I said, somewhat polarizing. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed this one. I enjoyed it more than you. I know when you first had it, you were impressed, and I really liked it. I liked that softness, that silkiness on the palate.
I found
on
it was
the
a little
palate.
Funk when I first tried it, and that sort of disappeared.
Yeah, I got on the palate. I got those. It's like very light baking spices. It's mild spices.
Yeah,
and the light cherry note on it. It's just the whole mouthfeel was great. I just enjoyed it. I really didn't find anything wrong with this. Bob?
When I first tasted it, there was a tartness to it that was a little bit overpowering, but
Something very sharp on the nose when you first poured it.
After it sat for a minute, that blew off pretty much completely, and now it's lovely. Hazelnuts, toffee, baking spice, almond paste. It's got a nice finish, a medium finish. That's honestly, that's the only thing I think that lets it down. So the finish could be a little bit longer, but I really like this one. Once it got some air, it really started to shine.
All the notes you guys said are there, but there's this little sour cherry thing going on. That sharpness.
Yeah, there's definitely
which I
that,
did not like. It was unpleasant.
Yeah, just a smidge. Thanks.
And adding water to it brought it back out. I just put some more water.
Yep.
So there's something about this one that I don't really enjoy.
Well, some like, some don't, but we're going to be...
It's not bad. I wouldn't pour it out. Just whatever. It's not my thing.
Well, we're going to be giving the Old Forester 117 Series extra Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey 4 sips.
What?
That's what...
That's what we agreed on.
Yep. It was 3 sips, dude.
I thought we agreed on 3.
We agreed on 3. You lie.
Okay, then we'll do 3.
Protest!
That's what I literally wrote right here.
We're
when
in
you
the
guys
streets,
all
man. We're
going
to be in the streets.
So we'll do 3 then.
Let's revote.
That's up.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, which we're going to have Maury tell us about.
Thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Booker's 2024-4 Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, Jimmy's Batch, coming in at 62.9% ABV or 125.8 proof. The fourth release of the Booker's Bourbon 2024 collection is named in honor of master distiller Jimmy Russell, one of Booker Noe's dearest peers, competitors, and friends. This batch was made up of 3 production dates stored in 4 different warehouses. It stands at 125.8 proof, and the age is 7 years, 9 months, and 19 days. The breakdown of this batch is as follows. 12% came from the 5th floor of 7-story warehouse Z, 20% 5th floor 7-story warehouse 1, 46% came from the 3rd floor of 7-story warehouse 3, 22% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse Q. Now there'll be a quiz on that later. The color, very nice copper color. On the nose, there's just tons of stuff going on. You've got cinnamon and baking spice and wood and leather and tobacco. On the palate, classic Booker's.
It's a kick in the teeth.
It's a kick in the teeth at first, but actually after the second or third sip, it's just luscious, viscous, mouth coating, lingers on the palate, just coats all your taste buds. And then as it slides down your throat, it just lingers on and on and on. This is one of the best Booker's I've had in a long time. It's classic for the style. It's delicious. If you can find it, I highly recommend grab a dram. Justin, what did you think?
On the nose, I got vanilla, raisins, kerosene lamp, mulled winter spices. On the palate, sweet light oak. Red
you really
hots.
Want to make somebody drink this with a kerosene lamp, you know?
I have fond memories of the smell of kerosene lamps. But
I was going with surfboard me. Wax.
And the finish, it lasted forever when I first opened it. And now that it's had time to breathe, it's like a normal, nice finish.
The next time I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you?
That's exactly my thought.
Yeah.
So this had like a nice soft nose to it. I got some vanilla, light floral notes, and then you get to the palate, and it just kicks you. You
we
know,
all
it just
got
gives
something
you that
different on this whiskey.
It just
man.
Gives you that,
but it's really evolved the palate over time. It softens dramatically from when we first poured it.
Yeah, because it. But I got the big bold pepper and clove, that tingly mouthfeel, that wood tannins, that a little bit of tobacco, and then the finish just long. It just lingers long, and it just gets soft and lingers and soft and lingers. It doesn't quit.
Good with some country ham.
This was the name of a different batch.
Anything's
good
with country
ham.
But you
know what? When they said it was a tribute, when they said it was a tribute to Jimmy, I was thinking it was going to be more, you know, towards
like turkey.
Like a wild turkey rye finish kind of thing, and it's not.
But the spices are there. So look,
the spices are there, right?
Like but rare
I got dark chocolate
bit.
And toasted nuts. We all had something different on the nose here. This is such a great whiskey. It's so complex. Every time you approach it, you get something new. It's
beautiful. With the suggestion, you do get some dark chocolate and roasted nuts. I would agree. Yeah, it's a power suggestion.
The funny thing is, I'm with Brent on this. It's the nose isn't nearly as powerful as the whiskey.
No, not nearly.
And it's not that the nose is bad or anything.
The nose is complex
and
amazing.
But the nose